Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Rattle ride. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, July the 10th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, 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 very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about this, I guess, frequency of the impasse. Today, we need to talk about or reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify this whole idea of what it means to be empathic. Now, today's topic is introducing another workbook or book that I am working on, just about complete. It'll be book number 53. Again, this will be actually a print book instead of an audio book. So, again, if you're interested in picking up a copy of the book, The cost is going to be $99. It is a, it's a good read. It's a very, about right now, about 300. Should be between 300 and 400 pages. So it's going to be a very impactful book. And let me explain to you why this is going to be a book that you want to consider adding or consider purchasing. Today's world that we live in is a world that is based upon what we see. So it's not based upon what is real. And so we use our five senses instead of our intuition to examine our world today. And for a lot of us, for many of us, that is the kiss of death. That gets us into a lot of trouble when we examine or when we look at the world from a perspective of not really understanding how we should interpret what we see. Now, an empath, let's define the terms for today's study. Now, remember, this, again, is something that is very, very, very important. As I'm going to talk about tonight when I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify more information into the Blood God series, because being empathic is a part of your blood. It's in your blood. It's a part of your blood type. There's a certain blood type that's more empathic than others. And so an empath, again, is somebody who has an embedded path. So the word empath, E-M, means embed. Path, again, means a particular pattern or instinct. So the word embed or embedded is a very, very powerful word. So we need to understand what that means. Because everybody, some people are born with a specific instinct. And they pick it up, but they don't know what it is. And because people are born with this specific instinct and they're not aware of it, an empath is somebody who is very empathetic for other people. They can actually sense. They have a feeling. They have a perception. They have the ability to perceive other people's emotions and other people's energy intuitively. An empath is somebody, again, who just knows how other people feel. They can't explain it, but they just know. An empath automatically knows. Again, you can't explain it. This is a gift that's given to you by the Father. Now, being empathic is a gift and a curse, and we're going to break that down for you here just a second. So this empathic nature that some people have, it actually is a biological process that takes place inside of the human body. Now, again, I can guarantee you, or I can biologically prove it, I can spiritually prove it, that there are certain blood types, there are certain people who are born with something embedded inside of their DNA. And let me say that again, because I don't know if you understand the importance of today's message. Like most people are having a difficult time really wrapping their brain around the concepts and the constructs that I'm trying to express, expose, and expand. So an empath is somebody who has the gift of feeling. Now, these feelings are overwhelming. They feel the world energetically. So an empath is not like an average person. An empath has something embedded inside of their DNA. The word empath means EMP path. Now, look at the word empath, and you will see the word EMP, and then you will see the word path. Now, the word EMP, or the letters EMP, stands for electromagnetic pulse. So an empathic person is somebody who, again, their bodies are designed for what is called phase conjugation. Their bodies are designed to implode instead of explode. A empath takes M. They have implosion. Their bodies are designed. Their blood is designed. Everything about an empathic person is different from everybody else. Now, again, this is a book that I'm coming out. The cost of the book is $100 for empathic people, and that you want to know more about the biology of empathy, you need to pick up this book. Just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. You guys know I roll the books out before I get them done, so I'm just about halfway through this particular book, and I should be done in another week or so. Now, why is this book a must-read? This book is a must-read because, as I will prove tonight during my Blood God series and the rest of the series, there is a particular mankind that was used by the Elohim. They were the descendants of Ur. Now, we know that Abraham's father, and Abraham was from Ur. You are. Now, all of the Abrahamic religions, the word Abraham in itself establishes my point, because it comes from Ur. Now, what I'm going to show you is this Ur is the father, if you will, of the bloodlines of a specific type of people or a specific type of path. It is embedded inside of your DNA. So certain people have this particular compassion. Other people don't have it. They do not. It is biologically impossible to possess this particular level of empathy. Now, I am going to prove it to you biologically. I'm going to prove it to you scripturally, and I'm going to prove it to you scientifically for the members that are going through the Blood God series, and you're able to listen to all parts of the series. Because, again, when we get finished with talking about, again, the certain blood types which we are discussing tonight, which is going to be the O bloods, the Omega bloods, which is, again, no disrespect to anybody. This is actually a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But everybody knows, at least most people knows, or know that, again, the O bloods are the Omegas. And, again, we have the Alpha, which is the A's, and we have the Omegas, which is the O's. And so without understanding that, then we don't understand. Now, the word saved, when people say they are saved, when people say that they are not saved, what the word saved means, again, is the only thing that goes to eternity is pure principle, meaning love, meaning purpose. So pure intentions, pure purpose. So an empath is someone who operates in what is called a shareable intent. Now, if my intention is to harm you, it's not shareable. If my intention is to steal, it's not shareable. If my intention is to rape, it's not shareable. If my intent is not shareable, it is not phase conjugation. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. This is what a plasma being is. This is why you must go from being a blood being to being a carbon being to being a plasma being, because this is plasma physics. An empath unknowingly operates on a plasma physics level. Now, the reason that I don't do religion and I only do physics is because God uses physics. God uses numbers. He has a book in the Bible called the Book of Numbers. He put numbers all through everywhere. Everything is based upon numbers. Your name is just a number that is transliterated into a symbol that you call a letter. An empath has the numbers of God. Now, without the over, under, and understanding of what I just said, then you're electromagnetic, again, that makes you empathic. Now, let's define specifically more. And again, I go into all of this into vivid detail inside of my book. Because without understanding the shareable versus non-shareable, then you don't know the difference between a saved versus a non-saved person. See, people think, and I have no disrespect for nobody's religion, you can believe whatever you want. That's the purpose of having free will. But however, again, I'm doubting Thomas. I went to the Father. I told the Father, I don't believe you exist. Because, see, the Father that I serve, he told me that I could come boldly to the throne of grace. He told me that I want you to try me and see. Try me and see if I will not pour out a blessing upon you above anything that you can ask or think. So I went to the Father, and I said, Father, I don't believe you exist. He said, because the Father you're talking about is a demigod. See, I put the demigods down there to test people to see if they're going to settle. Because the true believers don't settle for a demigod. A true believer will always press toward the mark of the high calling. A true believer is a Hebrews 6:1 Negro or Negrolet. See, a true believer understands Hebrews 6:1. They know that their experiences, that their thoughts are not shareable. So they know that they have more non-shareable. See, only shareable thoughts, because God is one. So you cannot share your thoughts, your frequency, your wave, your vibration with the big G. If I'm thinking about porn, I can't go into the presence of the big G. My thoughts are not shareable, homie. My thoughts are not shareable. So you can slice it, you can dice it, you can slap all on your head, you can do whatever you want. But you come in before the big G. You cannot go into the presence of God with a negative thought. You cannot vibe. You cannot oscillate and vibrate in fear, doubt, and unbelief. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil because my thoughts are shareable. That means that I am transparent. That means that I am authentic. That means that I am translucent. That means that I've transfigured myself. See, in order for you to be saved, brother, it ain't got nothing to do with no damn altar call. It has to do with you having a transparent life. It has to do with you having a clear mind. It has to do with you being able to go before the Father and your thoughts and his thoughts, because he says that my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways. The big G is not coming down here to hanging out with the little G. The little G's don't have more shareable thoughts than they do non-shareable. So physics breaks this down this way. In physics, there is certain metals, again, that are assimilated or that assimilate, that can be assimilated by all living organisms. Certain metals. There is one metal that is not. So that's how I know that that metal is not shareable. Hydrogen, the number one on the periodic table, is shareable. Aluminum is not. Aluminum is not shareable. That's why you cannot put aluminum. You cannot put mercury. There are certain things. There are certain thoughts. There are certain chemicals. There are certain foods. There are certain images that are not shareable. So you coming to me and you tell me that you're saved, but you got a non-shareable life. Your lifestyle, if I put your life on the screen, you don't want nobody to know. That's how I know you're not saved. Because see, the golden rule says to do unto others as I would like them to do unto me. That means that I can share. So let me ask you, can I go to your house and hang out with you all day? Yeah, I don't think so. Why? You got some shizness that you do on the DL you don't want me to know about. Now, everybody do. I'm not sitting up here saying that I don't. Hell, I got shizness too. That's the reason for today's message. An empath, brothers, an empath, sisters, is somebody that has the biological capacity to have phase conjugation so that the UV rays that are being emitted by the sun produces fire in your blood. It is called blood implosion, not explosion, implosion. This happens inside of your DNA. I can biologically prove it, but that's, again, for another study at another time. That is why I'm doing the Blood God series. That is why you need to be on that series, so you can understand, because there are certain blood types that don't normally have this. They have to be regened. That blood type is O. Now, before you get your panties in the wad, again, let me make sure that you over, under, and understand. Sunlight creates the implosion, the sun. That's why I go and I sit out in the sun. There are certain beings, there are certain individuals. Again, all of the royals have a specific blood type that is non-empathetic. They don't have empathy. They have no sympathy. Them suckers will slice you and dice you, and they'll eat you for breakfast and go home and sleep like a baby. They do not have the capacity. They do not have the biological capacity. Their cells in their body is not genes. They don't have it. I know because when I worked in the Supermax, that's what they told me. They said, I don't feel what you feel, man. When I stuck her, I got energized. So you stabbed her 30 times. You did this. You chopped the bite up, and you went home and slept like a baby. Yep. Then I went out to the park, and I found somebody else, and I did it again. If you want to test what I'm saying, again, I challenge you to go to a prison or find somebody that's on death row. Just talk to them. But look them in the eye when you talk to them, and you're going to sense the fear. Go find a member of the Mexican Mafia. Go find somebody that's a part of, again, the Brotherhood of the Snake. Go find somebody that's deep inside of the Aryan Nation. Go find somebody that's deep, 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 deep in the Black Panthers and find out that they lack something. It's called empathy. They don't have it. Some people have an extra measure. Now, if you're 6 or 33, you're an empath, whether you like it or not. A lot of, and some threes, some nines. But if you're a 6 is the empathic number. Now, I'm a 6 and I'm a 33. That's why I can teach on this, because I didn't read about it in the book. Now, I've been saying, no more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm trying to kill that part of my personality because it's been weaponized. I say, hold up, dog. Don't take this shizness too far. That's a trick. The devil wants you to stop using your gift, which is embedded inside of your DNA. It is the word empathy, EMP, means electromagnetic pulse. So there is an electromagnetic pulse that is embedded inside of my body. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. The word embed, or the word embedded. Now, again, look it up for yourself, but I'm just going to give you the short version because, again, all of this is inside of my book, The Embedded Path. See, some of y'all have an option. I don't. I want to be mean. I've been trying all my life, man. I wanted to be a thug. Y'all have no idea. I tried out, man. I tried to kill, steal, and rob. They say, Negro, you just playing, dog. See, a devil can spot another devil. Just like a god can spot another god. Just like an alcoholic can spot another. So they knew I was fake. See, I was fooling people, but see, I was playing the role of a thug. I ain't no damn thug. I'm a nice guy. Now, I don't want to be a nice guy. That's why I'm saying no more Mr. Nice Guy. However, unfortunately, it's embedded inside of my DNA. But there's balance. So now I'm pimping the game. I'm understanding my gift because the devil, remember, the devil wants you to feel obligated and guilty. He wants me to feel obligated and guilty. So he wants me to be embedded with the wrong crew. He wants me to be embedded in the wrong niche. Because remember, the only thing that is eternal is love. The only thing that is eternal is shareable experiences. That's why you're here. You're here on earth to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you and share. Tell everybody. So if you rape somebody, you can't share that. If you violate a little boy and you're a grown-ass man, you can't share that. If you break into somebody's house and steal their belongings that you didn't work for, you can't share that. Therefore, you're not saved. I don't give a damn whose name you call yourself saved. I don't care how many altar calls you respond to. If you do not, a good tree cannot produce bad fruit. Man, y'all got to get real, man, because, see, y'all are listening. Let me make sure you understand what I do. I'm an empath. So as an empath, I do not believe in the words that other people speak. You can tell me, Brother Will, I love you. But there's something embedded inside of my DNA that says, don't believe him or her. Then you can look me in the eyeballs. See, I do not believe in the actions that other people perform. You can go out and you can do great works. I don't give a flying beep because I'm an empath. I'm empathic. See, I didn't ask for this. I've been trying to get rid of it all my life. I just said death to Mr. Nice Guy. The father told me yesterday, hey, wake up, Negro. Don't get it twisted. If you kill the nice guy, you're killing your purpose on this planet. So I'm not going to be as nice, but I cannot not do my purpose because that's the only thing that's eternal. See, the devil is smooth. He almost got me. The devil is smooth. Y'all don't get it. The devil said, hey, dog, you've been a nice guy and people treating you like trash, homie. Stop doing that. Say, devil, you know what? You're right. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm going to freaking curse people out. So I started cursing. I started doing shit that's totally outside of my character. Why? I've been set up. See, the devil wants me to swing too far. That's balance and everything. Sure, you want to be nice. But hell, you ain't going to let nobody disrespect you. See, I don't believe what people say. I don't believe what people do. I don't even believe in the looks other people show, meaning your facial expressions. I don't even believe the thoughts that other people think. So you come up to me and tell me, hey, Brother Will, you know what? I think that. I don't believe that because your thoughts are not your own. I don't even believe what my brain tells me that other people said about me. I go on Facebook and I read something in my immediate response. Now, I just was on Facebook about 10 minutes ago. Man, after like about, I don't know how many back and forth with this group. Actually, it's a friend of mine who asked a very good question. Can't trust, Anyway, they were talking about honesty and trust, basically, in relationships. So we was just talking about that, and I was defining it for them. And like I thought, their definitions were whack. So an empath doesn't believe in what you say. An empath doesn't believe in what you do. An empath doesn't believe in what you think. See, an empath, we only trust the way we feel when we are listening to what you say. See, I only trust what I see while I'm watching what you do. See, I only trust what I am thinking, my spirit, my intuition is telling me while I'm receiving your mental energy from your thoughts. So your thoughts, people's thoughts and feelings bombard my body all day, every day. I don't have to be, no matter where you are on the planet, if a thought about you come into my brain, I can feel you. I can feel your chi. I can feel your prana. I can feel your energy. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. So if you live in Zimbabwe and I'm in New Zealand, I can still pick up your vibe. Because, again, remember, God is outside of space. God is outside of time. God is outside of mass and matter. So an impact has a piece of God that allows him to take his electromagnetic pulse. That's a thought. And it goes beyond on a specific path. Now, let me give you something that I shouldn't give you, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. There are a group of people in England. There are the royals. Now, royals, that's a study for itself. Their queen is Queen Elizabeth. Now, the word Elizabeth is the word E-lizard Beth. It means lizard born. The word Beth means born. Liz means lizard. It means lizard born. Now, don't tell nobody I told you, but all of them have O negative blood. As I've said before, and that's why you must be on tonight's call if you got O blood. If you got O negative blood, if you got O positive blood, you must be on tonight's call because you don't know. And nobody never told you. So, and I've never spoken this in public. Damn sure I ain't going to say it on this venue. I'm going to say it in my private venue. So, again, if you know anybody that got O negative blood, O positive blood, you might want to pimp the game. Why? Because there is an electrical capacitor that's inside of the body. It's called a sodium pump. I'm going to biologically prove it to you. Then I'm going to scripturally prove it to you. Then I'm going to non-canonically prove it to you if you're interested. If you're not interested, God bless you. But see, these individuals, again, are nitrogen-based beings. The Bible, now again, I say carbon-based. They're hemocyanin. I'm hemoglobin. But then I got the kiss of death too, because I got Rh positive blood. See, positive blood is negative blood. Negative Rh negative blood is positive. If you got positive blood, that means that your blood tests positive for the Rhesus, which is the Xerxes, which is the Zeus factor. That means that your descendants, you are the descendants of somebody who commingled with some fallen angels and some animals, if you got Rh positive blood. Now, if you got Rh negative blood, again, I posted on Facebook yesterday, O negative blood is the only blood that has no antigens on the surface of the blood cell. It has no antigens. The only blood, no other blood on earth has no antigens. That means it fights against certain genes, except O negative blood. So if you O negative blood, you need to be on tonight's call because you need to understand why. Because nobody told you. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because see, an empath knows this. They don't know how they know it. They know this. See, they know certain things. See, I know certain things internally, but I had no gumption. I had no balls. I didn't have the ability to speak on it because I was a scared-ass chicken. I was afraid because I thought people was going to disagree with me. So I asked the Father to give me some concrete proof. Physics, math, that people cannot. Then I asked him to give me some biological proof. Why? Everybody got a heart. I don't care if you're Christian or Muslim. Show me a person on earth that's alive that don't have a heart. So we can talk biology because everybody got two kidneys. Unless you lost one, artificial, that I'm talking about. I'm talking about normal people. So that means, brothers and sisters, that you was Bethlehem. Now, Bethlehem is Bethlehem. It's the birth of the ham, of the Hama. The word Bethlehem means birth of the Hama. The word Hama means blood. There was a certain group of people called the Levites, the Levite priesthood. The word Levite is short for Leviathan. Leviathan, again, does not mean snake, my anointed brother. Leviathan has to do with what I've been saying that's inside your gut. That it says in the same gospel of peace and every other book that's other than the King James Bible, because King James took it out. Leviathan has to do with the upright talking snort. His name is Bene HaNakash. It means lizard inspired. And the lizard, my anointed brother, the lizard, my educated sister, the snake that's in the garden, and even the word garden, that has nothing to do with a den. It's a den of enclosure. It means den of enclosure. It means a cell. It's a blood. Everything is about your blood. And you know nothing about it because nobody teaches about the blood. I've done a lot of stuff. I talked about a lot of shizness in my day. Nothing I've ever said is more important than the Blood God series. And because most people, and it's very interesting, it is the most important series and the least attended series. I know why. Do you understand what I'm about to express to you today? Let me explain. See, the key to life is your biological capacity to basically do phase conjugation. Yahushua came to give you the biological capacity for empathy. There are people on earth right now that don't have what you got. And you don't understand the value of it. I hated the fact that I cried all the time. When I was a kid, I cried every day. I was sensitive. I used to get my ass whooped every day. So when I got 13, I was like, man, y'all know the story. Man, I ain't taking no more ass whoopings. I ain't crying no more. I ain't cried since then. I mean, from getting into a confrontation. Then I got saved. Like, even though it was a counterfeit conversion, the Father responded to my heart, not my head. Even though I was getting saved out of fear, there was a change that took place in my heart because the experience was real. I cried and I cried and I cried. And I remember when I first got saved, the elders of the church, they got together because we used to come together and I just cried. And they were concerned because they never seen a man cry and sob just like they couldn't understand it. And they started to say, brother, something, what have you done? So I said, I sense the presence of something greater. I sense I'm in the presence of something that's almighty. I can feel him. I feel him. They didn't understand because they're not empathic. I didn't understand because nobody taught me. And to this day, the reason I wrote the book, The Embedded Path, is because that shizness is in it. So I go into my closet and I cry. I go, sometimes I get in my car and I just drive around and I just cry because I feel and I sense stuff other people can't. And I can't put it into the English language because the language doesn't exist. It is the language of the plasma beings. And if you brothers and if you sisters don't have it, there's nothing nobody can do for you to give it. This is embedded in certain people by God himself. It is the biology of empathy. It is a sodium pump that is inside of your body that pumps in a certain amount of ether. It is this electromagnetic pulse or pump that allows certain people to have an empathetic connection with people. So when I meet people, man, the reason I do, man, people, oh man, I'm gonna try to get. I said I was gonna cry, man. I'm not gonna get any more. Let me get some water. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not crying today. Hell no. People ask me all the time, man, the reason I'm blessed. People look at my I can bring my ex-wife on here, and she will tell you. She's still waiting for me to get mine. She still thinks, yeah, karma's going to bite you in the ass. Karma is not even in my dictionary. Karma doesn't exist. Karma does not exist to empathic people. An empath only has one frequency. It's embedded in his soul. Even when I'm doing bad, I'm doing good. Because I'm doing bad because I sensed something. Now, I went and I shouldn't have slept with you. Maybe I should have just encouraged you. But my intention, man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. I am blessed. I will always be blessed. I will always be provided for. I will always be taken care of. Because God said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to you? But if you don't know, you're going to go to church, some church, and some fool going to tell you, yeah, brother, if you don't go to church, God's going to curse you. When I left the church I was a minister at, you know what the pastor's wife told me? And three elders listened to her. They all got divorced, and they all died within a year that they left that church. Yeah, now it was more like 2 years. They're dead right now because the pastor's wife told them, if y'all leave this church, you're going to die. The hoochie told me the same damn thing. And you know what I told her? Who the hell you think you are? You ain't God. That's witchcraft. When anytime you speak death onto another person, that's freaking witchery. That's witchcraft. That's controlling. The enemy wants to control you. Anytime you go to a church and somebody says, if you don't do this, something bad's going to happen to you, you better get your ass out of that church quick. That's demonic. It's a freaking den of thieves. The God I serve doesn't work like that. He's unconditional. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Do you really think God is sitting around here waiting on your morality? He designed you. He glorified you. He sanctified you. God is interested in one thing, purpose. There's a reason why you're on the planet. When you find your purpose, everything else lines up. Because, again, it is the purpose. The purpose puts your purpose, put you in contact with the place. And the place puts you in contact with the person. If you want to have a personal, private, productive relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, get your ass in your purpose. Find your purpose that will take you to your place. That place will introduce you to the person. But most people go looking for the person and they get controlled. They get manipulated, just like the Cosmogrator did me. Why? The devil ain't stupid. He's the most cunning. And so an empath simply means, brothers and sisters, that the devil's taking your gift and using it against you. How is he using it against you? Man, if you are an empath, you're in a very dangerous position because right now there inside of your DNA, there's a cross. It's called an X, but it's really a cross, but it's turned sideways. It is magnetic. This is the magnetic X and it is the electric Y. It's inside of your DNA. This is called radiant or recumbent DNA. These knuckleheads have figured out a way to manipulate empathic people, which is called radio DNA. They are manipulating your DNA. And the best way that they do it is through linguistics. They started off with Samaria. Do you know the word Samaria? The Samaritan text, actually, S-U-M-M-A-I-R-E, which is the real spelling of the word Sumner or Samaria. It means dragon. In the Bible, it talks about the battle of Og and Magog. King Og is where old blood comes from. Abraham's father was from Ur. There is the Ugaritic text. Anybody heard of the Ugaritic text? Yeah, I read it. You never read it? You might want to pimp the game. Even the word Hebrew is a controlling of the word Ibaru. So a Hebaru is a Ibaru. He's from Nibaru. Nibaru is a Ibaru, where we get the word Hebaru. Nibaru. You know who came from Nibaru? The Nephilim. Those who from heaven came down to earth and they saw the daughters of men and they went unto them. All of this is dragon blood. All of this is blood magic. All of this is all sex magic. Every religion has two major problems, especially if it's an Abrahamic religion. Number one, they have a fear of women. Number two, they have a fear of sex. I guarantee it, your religion teaches against sex. I guarantee no woman can teach in your religion. Because that came from the Nephilim. And it's in a certain blood type. They promote it. Look how women are regulated on this country. There is no feminine expression on earth. Because there are certain, who are all of the leaders? What blood type is all of the leaders on this earth, brother? What blood type is every president? What blood type is everybody in Hollywood? What blood type is all of the sports figures? What blood type is all of the royals? If you are old blood, you need to be on the call tonight. Your eternal destiny could hinge on it. Because you've been lied to. See, there is something called a biopsychic connection that is lizard inspired. And you can always tell, I can tell, because of the stiffer upper lip. It's a lizard lip. They call it a lizard lip. It happens when you get pissed off. Your lip gets really, really, real rigid. Now, there's a bunch of other cues for people that are empathic like me that I can understand. I can know when I'm talking to, whether I'm talking to a human or a real individual, or whether I'm talking to an organic portal. Because remember, you're just a vessel. It's not you personally. I don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You're just a vessel. You got to get the vessel out of you, brother. I don't care what your blood type is. Yahushua came for everybody. See, that's the good news. The good news is that John 10 says he came back for a certain blood type only. And I'm not one of that blood type. I'm a positive. So therefore, everybody that got positive blood, you're not part of the sheepfold. I just want to break it to you now. Negative blood means that you're not contaminated with the freaking Nephilim. However, you may not be, maybe you're negative O, maybe you're negative A. If you're not negative B or negative AB, what is the least blood on the planet? And what is the greatest? Now, remember the Bible says that the path that leads to destruction, broad is the path that leads to destruction. Broad is the blood. What is the number one blood type on the planet? And what is the least blood type on the planet, brother? What is the least blood type on the planet, sister? If I wasn't embedded, my black ass would be out right now, or I would be in prison or dead. What kept me? Y'all told me. No, I told y'all the story, man. I was 13. The only reason I'm not in life prison right now, because all of my buddies that I was with, they're all dead or in prison right now. We all committed the same crime. Something in my spirit, something embedded in my DNA says, don't do it. And I said, I'm not doing it, man. They said, well, man, you sorry, blankety blank. Come on, man. I said, nope, I'm not doing it. Well, nigga, go over there and at least watch, man. So I went across the street. The only reason I didn't go to prison is because I wasn't standing on federal property. Because I didn't know the post office is federal. If you commit a crime and the post office is federal, we was 13 and everybody went to juvie. All my homies went to juvenile. Then when they turned 18, they went to prison. The only reason I didn't go, because the lady couldn't identify me, because I wasn't inside the post office. I was across the street. Why did I not go across the street? That was an electromagnetic pulse embedded in my spirit that said, don't go. The embedded path is the impasse. This is how you separate the wheat from the tares. Now, I've never shared this with nobody. I just go through life. I keep to myself, and I just draw God, draw people. Every female I've dated has been old blood. And I told you, and I'm going to tell you tonight why. And I've told you everybody that comes in contact with somebody that's A, B positive, they are here on a specific. God said, be careful when you entertain strangers unaware, because you may be entertaining angels unaware. See, most people don't understand, because they don't understand the Draco descendants. Now, I told you guys my testimony. When I started a company, really wasn't a company, they said that, hey, we don't have a deed restriction or architectural control officer. You're the first one. I was hired by a subdivision here, a private, you know, back then high-dollar subdivision here in San Antonio. They needed somebody to do code enforcement. They sent me to Dallas. I got certified in code enforcement. They gave me a badge. They gave me a camera because, again, I was going to document code enforcement. In other words, you sign a deed restriction. You come into the neighborhood and you agree that you're going to cut your grass every week. And if you don't, I go by and give you a citation. You agree that you're not going to park no junk vehicles in your driveway. If you do, I'm going to go by and I'm going to give you a warning. Hey, that vehicle doesn't run. It's broke down. Okay, you need to put it in your garage and you need to remove it. After that, I give you another warning. After that, we take you to court. We take your house. We move your ass out the subdivision. I did that. They didn't have it. They had no uniforms. They had nothing. Now, I came up with an acronym called DRACO. Deed Restrictions and Architectural Control Officer, DRACO, in my early 20s. How the hell, the colors, the logo, everything lines up with something called the Emerald Tablets, a book I never read, never heard about. How the hell did that happen? How did I know about all of this DRACO stuff? When I was 8, I was conjuring up demons and I had no clue. All you do is make an emphatic statement with a lot of emotion and they come and assist you. I was 8 years old doing that. How did I know? There was something embedded inside of me that the Cosmogrator wanted to use for evil, and he did. I was an IMP. Now, again, dictionary.com, IMP says little devil. I was an IMP, but I used EMP. So the way that I got stuff done, I never put my hands on nobody. I controlled people with my mouth. EMP. An electromagnetic pulse. Like Mike Tyson. Like all the great Bob Floyd Mayweather right now. My boy McGregor over in the MMA. Muhammad Ali was the greatest of mind control, cognitive dissonance, mind effing people. Why? Because anytime you talk and you can get somebody to react, you own them. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. If I can say anything to you right now and piss you off to the point where it shuts down, where you release cortisol in your body, once that happens, I own you. Anything I say, I control, because your body stiffens up, your lip stiffens up if you got the right blood type, and then you go into fight or flight mode. And then you got tunnel vision. Your brain disconnects from the neocortex when it activates. The paleocortex and the reptile cortex, the reptilian, and the reptile, that means in your flesh, you're going to fight. And see, as long as I, that's why I can win the fight before it starts. Because I talk so much trash, once the cortisol is released inside your body, your muscles stiffen up. Your muscles atrophy. It produces lactic acid. The same way when a lion is not, the animal kingdom does the same thing. Now, I'm empathic. I know this. So when the lions roar, it makes it easier for them to catch their prey, because it produces lactic acid. When they try to run, they can't run as fast. When a tiger and lions, they do that before they go kill their prey. Why? It neutralizes them. They want to fight, but they can't. They want to run, but they can't. Every great boxer knows this. Muhammad Ali. Why did Muhammad Ali talk so much trash? Y'all think he was just a fool, right? Everybody thought Muhammad Ali was a fool, just a trash talker. What about Deion Sanders in football? Deion Sanders is the greatest football player that ever played. Why? Because he was the greatest trash talker. Now, Michael Irvin wasn't too bad either. These new youngsters, they don't know nothing about the empathic. They know nothing about the metaphysics. They know nothing about mental telepathy. They know nothing about the spirit realm. That's why I do these shows, to try to educate a few people that want to understand the spirit realm, because you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. So I can control your body by manipulating your soul through controlling your spirit. And the way that you do that is by changing the definition of the words. I don't know why anybody would allow anybody to say something to them. Man, you don't know me. You can call whatever you want. I don't know you. You should see the comments I get on my YouTube page. You should see the comments that I get on my YouTube. Y'all can read some of those comments, man. If I was not the level that I was at, I would have shut down. I would probably put a bullet in my head already. The devil knows the game. So what he did, he almost had me with this whole, I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy no more. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy. But I'm not going to try to override what's embedded inside of my spirit. Lastly, what is an empath? What's embedded inside of my spirit? How do you know if you are empathic? How do you know if you're an empath? An empath has the gift of understanding feelings. Now, everybody can feel. Everybody has emotions. Everybody. But everybody cannot dissect them. A lot of people, they sense something, but they can't explain it. An empath has the ability to perceive other people's emotions and other people's energy. Now, I've been doing this for years. I was telling my wife, me and my wife have this all the time. I meet somebody and I say that person's no good. My wife said, come on, how do you know that? You don't even know that. I can walk through and I meet, and if I look you in the eye, bam, I know. It takes me about 3 seconds. 3 seconds. Send me a picture. That's why witches, they never send me their pictures. Every witch that I talk to on Facebook, none of them got their pictures on there because they know me. They know me before I know them. I had one witch told me that she tried to visit me in my sleep as a succubus, because they were trying to get in my head, because they're trying to mind F me. Witches do this all the time, and it doesn't work on me. Why does it not work? Because I have terrible thoughts. Let me say that again. Man, y'all better stop playing. This is real. Like, Earth is heating up. The sun is releasing more neutrinos. So now there's a certain people will start dying because you can't exist on this higher frequency because it's less oxygen dense. And there are certain entities that can't exist on this planet. So the Father is separating the wheat from the tares as we speak. So you make sure that you're on the right side of the fence before it's too late. Now, an empath can perceive this. Now, if you're not an empath, it doesn't mean that you know you're supposed to be one. You're supposed to now certain bloodlines. And I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'm gonna say it tonight again anyway. But it is what it is. Oh man, no, I can't say it. I gotta say it for tonight. Anyway, because certain people have a built-in bullshitness detector. So the world is an energetic world. Everything is emotion. Everything is energy. So an empathic person basically is an energy detector. So everybody has energy, and everybody is emitting their aura, their chi, their prana. But there are certain people that can mislead other people by masking their chi and their prana. They can come across as being one thing, but they're not. That's called you getting conned or you got lied to. A lot of people have the capacity to mislead people because they cannot sense their true intentions immediately. It takes you a time. As you've been lied to a couple of times, then you like to pick up, oh, yeah, that fool ain't no good. Me, I knew that fool was no good from the jump. So it is a built-in lie detector. It is a built-in energy detector. It is a built-in truth detector. Now, I break all this down in my book because an empathic person, again, has this sodium pump inside of blood or inside of their body right underneath their skin. And I've talked about this before. I also have it inside of my book, Christen. I also have it inside of my book, my book, Temple, the Biological Temple of God, where I break down the human body. And I've proven already, past tense, that your body is the Bible. I don't have to carry the Bible because I am it. The body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. Now, the problem is that most people get really frustrated. They get really depressed. And they have severe anxiety if they don't know they're empath, but they're feeling all these feelings. Because what happens, these energies come into your body and they're entities and they overwhelm. So an empathic person is usually they got a real anxiety. They're really depressed and they're really frustrated because they don't know. They don't know how to read the energy. It was a trained empathic healer to help you ground yourself. I do. That's why I do spiritual therapeutics. That's the whole purpose of doing the one-on-ones. That's the whole purpose of doing everything that I tell you, everything that shows that I do, that I talk to you. I'm not just saying this because of the fact that I'm just making up shit as I go. I am a spiritual coach. I use spiritual therapeutics to assist sensitive beings, especially empathic people, to understand the vibrations that they are sensing and that they're feeling throughout their body. And so now, instead of absorbing other people's energy, like I used to, you block it. So I can feel you. That doesn't mean that I have to let you in. It also doesn't mean I got to bottle up and become, you know, Mr. Ass Wipe. I can still be a nice guy without allowing you to disrespect me. I can learn the power, as my wife says, hey, learn the power of saying no. So I've learned now how to expand my aura so that I have a bubble all the way around me. And I set my intention to shield off any negative energy. So I shield myself, and I need to teach you how to do that. This is what I talk about inside of the book. Because many empaths, they don't know that they're empathic. They just think that they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, you're bipolar. They say, oh, you got arrested development. The doctor will diagnose you with a mental issue because it's an empathic issue. Because it is. All mental people don't know how to control their energy, the electromagnetic pattern, the electromagnetic pattern. An empath has an embedded path. That means as an empath, I don't have the option. I wanted to be a thug. Trust me. I wanted to play football. I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to work in a supermax prison. I went into all of these fields that empaths can go. Because as they told me when I got there, the inmates, that we had a riot, the inmates put a circle around me and protected me. Because the guards abandoned me. I got set up. When I was a cop, I went to a call. My police officer buddies set me up. I went to a domestic call. They did not. I was calling for backup. Nobody showed up. Twice I got set up by quote unquote Christians, good people, Bible thumpers. Twice. Once in the prison, once in the cop. When I worked in the prison, the inmates, all the old negatives told me, get your ass out of here. You don't belong here. The bad guys told me, dude, you don't belong here. I told y'all I went to a seance. They told me, we cannot proceed. There's somebody here with a red coat on. The red coat represents the blood of Christ. All my life I've been protected. That's why I don't do fear, man. That's why I don't walk around scared. That's why I say stuff. That's why I act the way I act. That's why I got the righteous indignation that I have, because I found my purpose. See, when you find your purpose, you get dunamis power. The only reason you don't have dunamis power right now is you don't have your purpose. You may be close to it, you may be dabbling around it, but when you find your purpose, something happens. That's your path. Once you find it, again, phase conjugation takes place. Now, let me close with this that I shouldn't tell you because this is the plasma series, but I just want to leave this nugget for you. This is why you got to take the Blood God series. This is why you got to take the Carbon 7 Super Being series. Because, see, you're going to take the Blood God series, you're going to get excited. But there's a higher level. Because the Blood God series, again, that deals with the chemistry, your body. That's great. I'm a good extension on the earth. However, I want to go to the next level. I want to return to my original estate. So that means I'm going to go to a higher level. I'm going to become a carbon 7 being instead of a carbon 21 or carbon 14 or carbon 12, depending on your blood type. Based upon the number of antigens that's on the surface of your blood, that's how I can tell you how you rank. Now, remember, there's only one blood type, no other blood type on the planet. One blood type has no antigens on it, no anti-genes. That means there's something that's against other genes. One blood type is not against certain gene types. Now, you might want to ask yourself why. I'm going to break it down for you tonight. And so everybody, again, that is empathic has this capacity. And this capacity allows you to oscillate and vibrate in certain space. This is what is called embedded. Now, let me define this word, because we're already out of time as we close. Now, you can look it up for yourself. You may hear a little clicks because I'm pulling it up, but I want to read it to you as I close. This, again, is very important. If you are an empath, that means down inside of your DNA, there is something that the word embedded, dictionary.com, and I do apologize for the sound if it's because, again, anytime I start doing stuff on the computer, it kind of messes up the sound. But it means to fix into mass. So the word embed means I'm gonna incorporate an essential characteristic. It is a histology word. It means to infiltrate a biological tissue. It means fixed. It means to put something in a fixed state. It means to become fixed or become incorporated inside of mass. So a empath means there is an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse. There is a certain frequency that is embedded inside of you. That is the frequency of compassion. Now, I don't care what you do. I don't care how much you, if you fight it like me, if you try to run from it, if you try to be a thug, if you try to be a, you know, hard butt, if you try to treat people like trash, I don't care what you do, you can't. You can, but you're not, people are going to see through it. You're going to try to go to these jobs like I did, and you're going to try to, you know, be a cop and, you know, be, hey, but you're going to throw people around, you know, do like I did. I want to do the same thing. But when I was a cop, I was a nice guy. I gave more warnings. The chief brought me to the office and said, hey, dog, if you're going to pull somebody over, why are you issuing them a warning ticket? Give them a ticket. So I got in trouble. Everywhere I go, I get in trouble for being nice. I used to hate it. I hated being nice. I want to be mean. But it's not in my blood. I'm on a path because it's embedded. The word empath, again, means embedded. There's an electromagnetic pulse that is embedded inside of your DNA. This allows your blood to pump something different. It allows your blood, it is called a sodium pump. It allows your blood to do something that other people's body and other people's blood doesn't do. And if you don't understand, this makes you what is called a solar deity. Now, deity has nothing to do with like no not God again. We're all deities. We just don't understand. It is this understanding again of the sodium pump that you have. Now, if you go to dictionary.com or any good dictionary, it'll break down. It is this sodium potassium pump that is inside of the body. It's a little different in different people based upon your blood type. And so tonight, again, we're going to break down the O's, the Omegas. We already broke down A's. We broke down A negative, A positive, B negative, B positive, AB negative, AB positive. So now we've got to break down the O's. Brothers and sisters, this is about electricity and magnetism. That's what empathy is. Empathy is electricity and magnetism and how it goes or it is regulated through the body. There are certain people, certain blood types that allows this to go freely, and some people that it doesn't allow it to go freely. So it's very important for you to understand that, so that way you don't have to be empathetic, but that way when you run across somebody who is an empath, it helps you to understand why they extend grace to people that they shouldn't, why they nice, why they do this. Most people don't understand me. Hell, I didn't understand me for many years until I understood that I'm an empath and I accepted my calling, so to speak. Now I understand why my blood contains more oxygen, why I am hemoglobin. My blood is hemoglobin. There's some people's blood that is hemocyanin. My blood carries iron. Some people's blood carries copper. Tonight, I break that down. You need to know that, because your diet is affecting that, and you need to eat according to your blood type, because that is going to assist you with the biological capacity to do what is called have compassion and love. Because again, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. That's salvation. Real salvation is people who love, the ability to love. Some people are wired with more of it. Some people are wired with less of it. But guess what? To whom more is given, more is required. To whom less is given, less is required. So it's actually a benefit. That's why you need to know and listen. Because people will hear me say something about old blood and say, oh, man, that means it's negative. No, actually, that means it's positive. Because your standard is not as high as somebody else's. So you need to understand that. Because if you don't, you're going to be walking around here beating yourself up. You're going to be trying to be an empath, and you're not. Man, get in your lane and stay in your lane. You do you, boo-boo. If you're an empath, be one. If you're not one, don't try to be one. If I'm A blood, I'm not going to try to act like B blood. If I'm B blood, I'm not going to try to act like A blood. I've learned the hard way to get in my lane and stay in my lane. Tonight, we break down the characteristics of the blood, and we break down O and A blood. And then we get ready for the Carbon 7 series, man. Y'all need to make sure that you are part of the Blood God series, because then that helps you to understand how to deal with humanity and how to deal with yourself. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Again, email me if you would like to pick up a copy of the book, The Embedded Path. The Embedded Path is, again, mainly for people that are empathic, or if you know somebody that's an empath, or you just want to learn more about empath. Again, the cost is $99. You can email me today. After I publish, like all my books, is $199. I always sell it for 50% off when I introduce a new book. So this book is no difference. $99 for the book, The Embedded Path. After it's published, it'll be $199. It'll be posted up on the website. You can pick it up there. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1212. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.